This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Writer Ken Vest lost his son Jesse to an opioid overdose nearly 6 years ago. Ken's been working on a play related to that situation for nearly as long. The play, titled Inside Job, has been workshopped in Wilmington and Washington, D.C. Here's Ken and artistic director of Big Dog Productions, Steve Vernon, who's directing this premiere.
I'm Steve Vernon.
I'm Ken Vest.
And I'm the director of Inside Job.
And I'm the playwright.
Ken actually approached me almost a year ago and asked me to take a look at it with the idea that we would do a staged reading, which was kind of a preamble to doing a full-fledged production.
I remember in our first meeting, could have been the second one, we'd been making some progress, and you asked, well, who do you want to direct it? Do you want to direct it yourself? And I said, no.
I do recall
that.
Yes.
I had just been through an experience as an actor with a playwright who directed the play and didn't want to see that repeated under any circumstances. What I see now that you've done, it was the best decision I made about this play, because I would never have come up with the moments. Like any playwright wedded to the script, I was looking at it in more realistic terms. I would have had beds, desks, bars, bar stools. What you created breaks through time and space, and that underlies one of the principal themes, that heroin overdose can happen to anyone, anytime, anywhere.
Right. So often when you're directing shows, it's an established script that's been in existence for X amount of years, and you're just trying to reinterpret material. But having the opportunity to interpret material for the first time and in this medium is very exciting, because it creates this collaborative spirit between the actors and the playwright. And as a director, I get to play a role in that as well. But to me, it's really exciting being able to see the actors and develop that relationship with the material, for the playwright be able to see the actors and go, wow, now I understand what this person's bringing to my story. So how can I recraft a line that fits the actor, not just the character? Even with the technical aspects, with Scott Davis, who's designed our set and lights, being able to create something that's new, so everybody's got perhaps bigger stakes in the final product come opening night.
I'm often asked, is this autobiography, is it your life? I mean, it is in honor of my son, Jesse, who died of a heroin overdose. But it's not autobiographical, nor is it a documentary. It's a story. I believe theater is one of the purest forms of communications, and that's what I endeavor to do. And one thing that helped me do that, and I think Steve would agree, that the characters I originally wrote are pretty much the same. I don't believe they've changed. And that was because the best advice I've ever gotten as a playwright is to, before you write a word of dialogue, to create biographies of the characters, all the characters. There are even some who say, do a demographic and a social analysis too. That enabled me to hold them apart from my personal family's experience, drawing from that, but not mimicking it directly.
That's playwright Ken Vest and director Steve Vernon. Inside Job opens tonight and runs through January 21st at the Cape Fear Playhouse. Find this and other communiques at whqr.org.